Now, an adaptation of what's believed to be the oldest Welsh language drama has been performed in the Eisteddfod field this week. Veteran actor John Ogwen was among the cast, reading extracts from a new adaptation of a play believed to have been written in the 16th century. Now, it tells the story of Troilus and Cressida. You may think that sounds a bit familiar. It's a tale which was later made famous in English by Chaucer and Shakespeare. Well, our arts and media correspondent Hugh Thomas reports.
More the degov hirnich caria dathrum der, ar more the trodd hin I lawenydd.
Half a millennium since this script was written, the oldest Welsh language drama is performed again. At this special reading in the drama studio on the Eisteddfod field, among the cast of Rhyfel Troia is an actor famous for taking on some of Welsh language theatre's biggest roles. John Ogwen reads words rooted in medieval Welsh, but says there's a Shakespearean quality that means audiences can follow the action.
It was a revelation. And I really, really enjoyed it. To get a script in Welsh, 500 years old, and to understand it at the first reading, fine, it took me a few more readings to go into the rhythm. And it is so poetic.
O greulon ddiwrnod melltigedig I lawenydd hyfryd.
Love and war are at the heart of this story, based on the tale of Troilus and Cressida that also inspired Shakespeare and Chaucer in English. In Vertigo Theatre Company has worked with Bangor University's Pontio Arts Centre to resurrect this ancient text for the stage. Stephen Donnelly found the work and adapted it for this event.
It's really important, isn't it, to know how we got here, what our traditions are. If you look at England and America to some extent, the focus on Shakespeare is huge. Now, that's a bad thing and a good thing. And it's important, though, I think, for us to have a balance, so to understand that actually historically we have had these incredible writers.
Only extracts of the text were performed at the Eisteddfod with four actors reading the parts. It would take four times the cast and a crew with a big budget to stage the whole thing. Mally Harris hasn't long graduated and had to get to grips with a text that would challenge even the most seasoned Eisteddfod performer.
So when I first saw the text, it was very scary. I thought I wouldn't be able to understand any of it. But after analysing it and looking up particular words, it was much easier to understand.
Rhyfel Troia may yet be seen on stage in full, and the theatre company hope its revival will encourage greater interest in an era of Welsh writing that's been largely forgotten.